Engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. The tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Rawat, only on Sabah Muslim.
Right, so we've been taking a look at the synopsis of Surah Yusuf by Sheikh Muhammad Ali As-Sabuni before we commence with the tafsir proper. A quick recap of the last discussion. We mentioned that in the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is consoling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by indicating to the Nabi of Allah that do not grieve. Look at your brother Yusuf Alayhi Salam and the different difficulties and hardships that he had to face. The initial hardship and the biggest hardship was at the hands of his own brothers. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam found himself in a similar situation. His own family, Abu Lahab and others from the Quraysh, were the ones who were instrumental in trying to harm Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and cause difficulty for him. Then Yusuf Alayhi Salam in the house of the minister, the accusation, prison, all of these different difficulties and hardships, and how ultimately he prevailed and he succeeded. So it's a consolation. It's also hope for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that eventually you will prevail and you will succeed. And not only for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but for everyone up to the day of Qiyamah who will be treading on the same path, that there's going to be difficulty in life. There's going to be hardship in life. Difficulty will come at the hands of your own family. Difficulty and hardship will come at the hands of your own kith and kin. But in the end, it'll work out if you are on the path of truth. Now, there's another point which Sheikh Sabuni mentions, which is of great interest, and that is with regards the mood of the surah, Surah Yusuf. There are hints and symbols in the surah which give the glad tidings of the nearness of help for that person who exercises patience. This surah, says Sheikh Sabuni, is a consolation to the heart and a balm for the wounds. It is the norm of the Quran to repeat a story in several places in order to serve as a lesson and as an admonition. If you look at Surah Yusuf, it's unique in this sense, that the story of Yusuf alayhi salam is narrated in one place in pretty much chronological order. If you look at the stories of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, it is mentioned in various parts of the Quran Kareem. Musa alayhi salam's story, for example, is mentioned in 28 of the 30 paras, 30 juz or ajza. And if you look at the part that's mentioned in the first para, it's not necessarily the beginning of the story of Musa alayhi salam. It doesn't deal with his birth, for example, or his childhood. That comes much later. So Allah mentions, depending on what lesson or what point Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to highlight in that surah or in that juz. The object is not to cover all the details of the story or to have it in chronological order. It's to highlight the lessons. But when it comes to Surah Yusuf, so Yusuf alayhi salam is made reference to one or two other places in the Quran. But primarily, his story is mentioned in a kind of story form with some degree of chronological sequence in this one place. It's not repeated in other places like the stories of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah says, Allah related the stories of the prophets in the Quran and repeated them in the same sense, but in different styles and with different words based on the levels of eloquence and expression. But he related the story of Yusuf alayhi salam without repeating it. Thus, no critic can object to the repeated stories, nor can he object to the unrepeated stories. And that is the miraculous nature of the Quran. In this instance, the Quran mentions the story once off. In other instances, the Quran mentions the story repeatedly. The Quran has both styles, both forms. But the bottom line is, like the concluding verse of the surah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. There is certainly a lesson in their stories for those who possess intelligence. For those who possess intelligence. May Allah grant us the intelligence to be able to take the lessons from the stories of the Quran-i-Kareem.